The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, it's Ellen Wells again with another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. Welcome, welcome. If you do not know who I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog here on plantersplace.com. So if you are into reading, please head on over there and look up Just Veggies. That would be me. Today, we are going to be talking about passion fruit. Actually, we're going to be talking about hardy passion fruit. That's right, passion fruit that is winter hardy to negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit, or perhaps around zone 6B if you are into, zones, U.S. hardiness zones and all that. Yes, so hardy passion fruit. This entire podcast will be about a Swiss brand, not brand, but breeder. This breeding company called Lubera, they have been growing and selling hardy passion fruits for a while now, a couple of years at least. It's under the brand name Cool Tropics, all one word, Cool Tropics. And the variety that they are selling is called, I think I'm going to pronounce it correctly, it's called Iia Poppaea. So that's spelled E-I-A, second word, P-O-P-E-I-A, Iia Poppaea. So that's a variety, like I said, that they have been selling now for a few years in Europe. It is a vining, climbing, flowering, and fruiting passion fruit that is indeed able to survive in the mountainsides or valleys or somewhere in Switzerland, and also more northernly areas of Europe, but Germany, up to Germany and so forth. Maybe not Norway and Finland and all that. I think that's a little bit further north, but definitely in the main body of Europe. And they also have another variety that they just introduced. It's called Snowstar. And it actually won a gold medal at an annual competition in France. The competition is called Innover, or Innovert, I think, like Colbert, Innover. It's a new plant competition, and that won an award this year, so good for them. So Lubera, it's a breeding company that is based in the Rhine Valley, and that's where their gardens are, their trial gardens. And their breeding gardens are filled with many, many different varieties, hundreds perhaps, all being tested in the Swiss climate. And some of these tester plants out in the fields will eventually come on the market in the next few years. Will they come onto the market in the U.S.? Who knows? Time will tell. But I'm just giving you a heads up about them right now. So what impacts winter hardiness in passion fruits? Well, it turns out these winter hardy passion fruits, the Latin name is Passiflora incarnata. They are originally from the U.S., in fact. And they are hardy to as far north as about Missouri or Pennsylvania. So that's typically like a zone 7-ish, I think. So they already have some winter hardiness kind of built into their genetic makeup. But still, some northern European gardeners have not really had so much success with these winter hardy passion fruits. So what might deter passion fruit from growing its best in northern climates? Here are a few suggestions from Lubera's passion fruit breeder. His name is Raphael Meyer. So number one, passion fruit is a perennial. So perennials, It's a herbaceous perennial, so the top portion, the above ground portion, will die completely down to the ground in fall and winter. Its roots are still growing, but in the spring it will come back up. Just keep that in mind. The plant looks like it's dying, but it's not. It's just a perennial. Wait for it to come back up in spring. During the winter, the top dies down and the roots go dormant. Here's another suggestion. Have some patience. And this is something that people might not know about passion fruit. So many perennials, think of perennial asparagus, or think of rhubarb. My rhubarb will start poking its head out round about April or so. Some even come up in March. This one, however, passion fruit, it sleeps a little bit longer. So don't expect passion fruit to emerge from the ground until May, like mid-May or so. It takes a while. If it's not coming up in March, not coming up in April, just give it a little bit more time. And here's why. It loves warm weather. Passion fruit loves warm weather. Think about where it's from. I Googled that, and it is from southern climates. In fact, like South America, the northern part of South America, I believe. So it likes warm temperatures. It really starts to grow in warm temperatures about in the 70s. And that's the air temperature. So, you know, a lot of perennials will start popping up around when it's consistently 50 degrees out. This in the 70s. According to the breeder, this might mean that in some very northern regions, Norway perhaps, passion fruit might not grow well or even at all if they're experiencing a very cool summer. I don't know if that happens anymore in this world that we live in, but in a cool summer, passion fruits won't emerge. Does that mean it's dead? No, I mean, its roots could still possibly pop up. I would wait a couple years. Here's another reason that you might have some problems with passion fruit. Apparently, snails love it. Snails devour it. They will just eat it down to the nubs overnight, in fact. So if it starts to grow and you don't happen to see it, you don't go out to your garden for a couple of days, snails come along and see that it's up an inch or two or three, they'll mow it down and you won't even know that it made an attempt. You'll think it just didn't survive. Here are some growing tips. So Raphael Meyer also gave a few tips about what you can do to help the Aea papaya, popia, excuse me, that's the purple flowered one, or the snow star, that's the white flowered one, tips to help them through the winter. Tip number one, choose a sunny spot. So plant your winter hardy passion fruit next to a south facing wall. So this will help direct sun and warmth down to the ground, and that will heat the ground. That means it will come up a little bit quicker in the spring, and it will also help really produce the fruits in the summer because it wants really warm temperatures. Tip number two, protect it against snails. Use some sort of snail bait, other types of methods of snail prevention. And like I said, snails love it. You have to get rid of the snails. Number three, well-draining soils. Plant your passion fruit somewhere where the soil drains really well. This does several things. It helps drain the upper portions of the soil profile so it doesn't stay waterlogged or even very moist. It'll just be kind of normal. Normal soil is great. That will help prevent any sort of fungal growth that will impact the roots. It will also promote root growth. And a well-draining soil also warms up faster in the springtime. And we want that plant to emerge faster. Well-draining soils in a sunny spot will help it emerge from the soil a little bit faster. Okay, so, you know, I always thought that something with such a beautiful and unique flower and such an exotic fruit couldn't be grown in a place that has really, you know, cold and dreary winters. I was wrong. Now we know. We can have passion fruits upwards of like zone 6B, which is awesome. I'm in zone 7A now, apparently, which means maybe I should put this on my shopping list. Come on, Lubera, send that on over to the U.S. Well, that's it for me. And until we speak again, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.